streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Escaping Denver, Batch 2, Episode 6, The Tear. Well, I reached the bottom of the rabbit hole. As Noah so succinctly said, I don't believe it, but it's fun to think about. And I thought about it, read about it, dreamt about it. I mean, if you haven't already, this hollow earth theory is worth looking into. It's not about some little planet existing within our own planet. As mind-blowing as that would be, it's pretty much been ruled out by science. But the ways into these subterranean worlds, that's more interesting than the worlds themselves, the caves. Incredible cave systems being linked to mythology from all over the world. Take the legend of Ireland's Gate to Hell. It's this ancient cave that they say strange creatures used to emerge from. And in Celtic mythology, there's even the story of a series of tunnels that lead to this subterranean society. And a long time ago, members of this society emerged, introduced Druidism, and then disappeared back into the caves. I mean, it's not just monsters. There's something more to it. What if the caves are the main deal and not just the entrances to it? In the first batch of messages, when Noah and Sarah first left the maze, he described the caves as reclaiming the hallway, the way Ivy would. Are the caves themselves, for lack of a better word, living? Is that possible? I mean, I haven't been able to sleep, so I might be seeing phantom connections. I'm just so desperate to make sense of it all. Wrap my brain around how Bigfoot is somehow connected to the collective. When I first heard Noah and Sarah get into all these abandoned labs, I got excited because I thought aliens. For sure, aliens. This is Roswell stuff. But the deeper we get into this, I feel like we're tapping into something a hell of a lot older than aliens. Something that's been in our stories for eons, and I'm troubled by it. Or maybe I'm just tired.
Shh.
And when did she call?
Shh.
She didn't call, sir.
Finally, some action. I knew this bitch.
Shh. If she didn't call, how do you know she wants to speak with me?
Because I told him myself, Palmer.
I didn't expect you to come all the way down here.
Neither did I.
I can't see. Can you see that? Just Palmer. She's around the corner, but shh, okay?
Oh, they should have told you. It's not secure down here. We still have loose hostiles.
Yes, but just a healer. I was told you captured a girl alive.
Yes, she was.
I would like to see her.
She escaped. She somehow got up into the vent. I don't know how she was able to jump that high, but...
What am I going to do with you, Palmer?
We'll get her.
You better. There's no thirst strike.
Understood.
And the weapon, have you used it?
We haven't had to.
I prefer it not be used. I don't want to play that card if I don't have to.
Copy. I'm on it.
And Palmer, if you don't bring them back with you, I wouldn't come back at all.
Hudson!
Yes, sir?
Where's my truck? Get it!
It's still down in the cavern, sir. We left all the large trucks down there, so we...
Radio down to them. Nobody's to touch my truck or go inside. Nobody! In fact, you head down and watch it personally.
Yes, sir.
I'll be able to head down in a few hours. After we've scoured this floor for them. Nobody gets inside.
Yes, sir.
I think we're clear.
What was that?
Let's move away from here.
You good?
Yeah, go ahead.
We moved close to a fan so we could talk a bit about what happened.
What was that? She was the voice on the phone, the one that threatened us.
Yeah, and either we're a lot closer to the surface than I thought, or she's slumming it by coming down this deep.
You heard her. It's because she thought they had me.
Well, they don't. We're not their standard lab rats.
I've been thinking on that, actually. About us being lab rats. What if whatever they were trying to do to us worked? If that's why we were able to break free from the maze, how we've managed to stay alive, what if it's all because of what they did to us?
We're not exactly running through this maze like action stars. It's more like we're stumbling into success. Lucky bounces. And from what I know, you can't genetically alter someone's luck.
You know what I mean, though. I mean, your healing is what's kept you alive. That was a wartime amputation. And the top of the wound is already covered in fresh skin. Or my strength. Yes, it's only happened once, but once is enough. Yeah.
What if these powers were in us all along? If they were the reason we were taken in the first place?
We'd have known if we had powers.
Would we, though? I'm serious. I didn't live an adventurous life. I've never broken a bone, and I can't remember the last time I did anything dangerous enough to even scrape my knee. What if I've always been able to heal? You heard her? She said healer. She was talking about me.
But...
Or you. Do you feel any different right now?
Different?
You know, any different than you felt before all of this?
No, I guess I feel the same.
Exactly. If you feel the same, and you have some repressed super strength, couldn't it have always been there?
I really never thought of that.
Well, I hadn't until now either.
Well, shit. That would explain why we were chosen. But why can you use your powers and I can't?
Maybe it's stress. An injured body is under stress, so it makes sense that my powers would respond. You, though, need external stress.
Am I not stressed enough? I feel like my muscles haven't relaxed in forever.
I don't know, Sarah. Something activates it, and we need to find what and soon. You heard the woman. Palmer has some sort of weapon.
Yeah, I clocked that too. And they already have the advantage of numbers and resources and...
Everything. Yeah. But we have the advantage of surprise.
They know we're in the vents.
Yeah, but not where we're heading.
All right.
What if we head back to the cavern?
We just worked so hard to leave there.
I know, but it's about this weapon. You heard Palmer's voice. It's clear the weapon is in his truck. And we might just be able to get to it before them.
That's like a 1 in 1,000 chance of working.
Never tell me the odds.
You're the worst. But I'm in. Let's move. We're lost.
We're not lost.
Well, then where are we?
Somewhere between... where we were, and where we're going.
Clever.
I don't think I've been past this part. I'd have seen my tracks in the dust, but there aren't any.
And then what are those?
The size of a coin. My knees are much bigger than that.
But look, it's all the way down the vent, evenly spaced. It's the tracks of something.
Maybe. But they're perfectly round. Nothing natural makes tracks like that. And even if something is making them, I don't want to find out. Let's go this way and avoid the tracks.
Yeah, and whatever made them. Come on!
I'm coming! We're being chased. There's something in the vents with us, but it's not one of the chupac...
No time for talking. Move!
Go left up ahead. I know where we are.
How do you know?
Just go left.
Ah!
Oh, I forgot how steep that was. I'm coming. Oh, I know. I know. This one's on me. I'm sorry.
We could have died.
But we didn't. Plus, I doubt whatever is chasing us is going to risk a near vertical drop. We're the only ones stupid enough. Huh. See?
Oh. No, no. It's climbing down.
Move. Move!
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
I don't know what's chasing them, but it doesn't sound natural. Or at least not what's natural to me. It sounded like it was ripping into the metal in order to climb down. I mean, what kind of animal can do that? It's a solid plan. Going back to the cave? No, it doesn't get them any closer to getting out, but maybe, just maybe, they really can get to that weapon before Palmer. I somehow doubt they'll be able to use it, though. As I can't imagine some super top-secret weapon is as simple as pulling a trigger. Nonetheless, better they have it than Palmer. Speaking of Palmer, maybe I'm the only one, but I'm torn on him. I have no doubt that he's the bad guy, but my rooting for Noah and Sarah equates to me rooting for Palmer to die, and I'm uncomfortable about that. Because that's exactly what's going to happen to him if Noah and Sarah get away. The woman in heels seemed firm on that. Also, I need a better way to describe that voice other than the woman in heels. The voice? No. The boss? I don't know. How about you write in and let me know what you've been calling her?
It's breaking. Quickly, get to the other side of the fence. Are you recording?
I'm documenting.
Yeah, your own death. Get over here.
You think the gun will hold?
Crawl quickly. Are you out of your mind? In what world did you need to record that?
We stopped a giant fan from spinning by jamming an assault rifle into it.
So?
Well, damn, I wish I had a proper excuse. It just seemed like something worth recording.
You could have been killed. I don't want to go through this alone.
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
Well, at least the fan should stop whatever's chasing us.
Yeah. Hopefully. Stick with the plan?
Yes. Stay along the wall.
We're on foot. That huge span we raced across in a truck, we now have to trek it.
It's a good plan. We walk around the edge of the cavern in the deep shadows.
I keep seeing centipedes the size of my arm.
Precisely why they wouldn't expect us to do it on foot. I mean, you heard the guards that walked past the vent. All that's between here and the biodomes is 50 ways to die from a bug bite.
Not reassuring words.
But words that ensure this plan will work. If we can avoid getting bitten.
If we can avoid getting bitten is being said too much for my comfort level.
How would you like me to... Lights! Get down!
Into what?
I don't know. Tied to the wall so they can't see movement in the shadows.
Looks like trucks heading back to the domes.
Damn it. It's like five trucks. It must be Palmer. He's going to beat us to the weapon.
Probably. But that doesn't mean he'll end up with it. We've survived by throwing the unexpected at them. I think we can do that again. If I don't panic.
I don't even know how you can follow that many sports. Where do you find the time?
Highlight reels. I can get through like five games in an hour.
But you know they're all rigged, though, right?
You say that about everything.
And I'm usually right.
Did you grab one?
Yes.
You know we're back down here. Palmer's truck.
Seriously?
A whole convoy, just to pick up his ride. Our orders are still on the dash.
Let me grab him. I'm losing my grip.
Shh, hold on to it.
Yes, trying.
If we're here just for his truck, we should be on the move soon.
You'd think so, but I hear he's in trouble from upstairs. Maybe he's hiding down here.
I can't.
Shh. Stay tight to the wall.
Lucky for us getting to come along. It's so typical. You hear something?
Now. And one for you. Back to the wall. Run.
It worked.
We threw bugs at them.
But it worked. And now?
Oh, God. Look at his face.
Yeah, now the rest.
Update. We are winning. Hit him with the unexpected. Sarah used my arm wrap as a fuse of sorts to set a few trucks on fire. Not sure if that was improvised or she knew. It doesn't matter. It's working. Palmer only.
Three trucks down.
Legendary. You see many soldiers?
They're scattering. There was about a dozen of them to start with, but after I lit that first truck on fire, they had their hands full. Plus, we dealt with those two with the bugs, and then locked those three in the dome. The rest are out looking for us.
What if those three got out?
You heard inside that dome. Whatever was in there treated them like a buffet.
I'm not gonna forget those screams anytime soon.
Yeah, but neither will anyone else who heard them. Hopefully it's enough to scare them back upstairs.
Yeah, and if it wasn't?
Then I guess we still have more obstacles to deal with.
Update. We've avoided the rest of the soldiers and actually think they might have made a run back upstairs.
The two trucks we didn't destroy are gone, and we haven't seen them driving around or anything.
We're hoping that means Palmer made a run for it, too. We still have eyes on his truck, though. Beast of an SUV where even the windshield is tinted. This thing is not street legal. I mean...
Noah, focus.
Right. Anyway, we can see the truck and are just assessing if it's safe to approach.
Mm.
It's been quiet for the last 20 minutes, so we're going to give it another 10.
You tell me about your hand.
My hand? Yeah. Yeah, have you ever seen one of those sped-up videos of a fern growing where the little nub slowly unfolds? Well,
it's growing back.
We don't know that for sure.
It's not only healed over with fresh skin, but it's elongating past where it was cut off.
This could just be my body reacting to the trauma.
Yeah, reacting by growing it back. Noah, you're more than healing. Like, fresh skin by now would have been a red flag on its own, but growth? This is something else. Does it hurt?
Not hurt, but it's sore. Almost like a sunburn. Kind of feels raw. What are you doing?
Sleeves are overrated. Here, use it to wrap up your arm.
Thanks.
Back away from the gun, sweetheart.
You shot me!
But only in the leg. You're welcome. And you there, little flower. You're welcome, too.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
Could have shot you, too, but I showed restraint.
What do you want? Like you said, you could have killed us both by now, but we're still chit-chatting, so what do you want?
Always so direct.
We have an escape to accomplish, so if you could just hurry this along.
Only miss on purpose. Keep testing me, see what happens. Now the reason you're both alive is because I want you both alive. Simple. Killing you down here would be the easiest end for you both. But you've cost me too much to allow that. Join your friend on the ground. Perfect. As I was saying, you've cost me too much. I wasn't on the rise. I had risen. I was special. I was the good China. But you rats have tarnished that shine. Made me look average, mediocre, like I'd been bested. Bringing you back up can no longer redeem me. It'll only keep me alive. But somebody has to pay for what I've lost.
Handcuffs?
Cuff him, then yourself.
No.
Wasn't a question.
If we're dead either way...
Two shots in the same leg. A couple more, and we'll find out if he can regrow a leg. That what you want?
You son of a...
Cuff him. Then yourself.
Just put pressure on it.
He'll live. Even now, his body's stitching itself back together. Stopping the blood flow. Sealing the holes. This is all covered under his factory warranty. I'm gonna make you watch as I turn your friend Noah into a puddle of mush. I'm gonna hit him in the face so hard that even old photos of him are gonna change. And you're gonna watch. You're gonna sit here and see what you've brought onto you and him. What messing with Palmer gets you. I am the motherfucking...
No.
Even.
What just happened?
We just watched a man get ripped in half.
But...
by a Bigfoot.
But...
who remembers us, apparently.
I'm gonna be sick.
Fair. I think I may be bleeding too much for nausea, if that's a thing.
Lucky you, because I have to deal with a pretty disgusting problem.
Which is?
Well, which half of Palmer do you think has the keys to his truck?
Bigfoot ripped Palmer in half. And he speaks. Lots to unpack there. Was not prepared for him to speak. Haven't read that in any of my research. Not only did he speak, he made sense contextually. It wasn't just mimicking our language, it understood it. Right. Now, Noah and Sarah are presumably going to get their hands on Palmer's weapon. Whatever that is. Will it be the key to their escape? I hope so. But in the meantime, shoot me an email to escapingdenverpod@gmail.com or join the conversation on Reddit at @escapingdenver. Thank you to Curious Cast for your continued support and come back in a couple of weeks for another episode of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.